This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We have from the Dalit Parashis Parat Duma. And the coming Shabbos, we have Parashis HaChedesh. Two out of the four Arba Parashis, the Kriyas HaTeres, Ram Yuchid, are set aside specifically for this Tekufa. Now, Shkolim, of course, is only the Rabbanan. And Zachar, of course, is the Reise. Para, questionable, there's a Tesis in Brachis that it might be the Reise. What the Mekor is, Magen Avraham says, we're not sure. Mechtesa. Mechtesa should come to become a Reise. Where does it say in the Torah? Upon him, there is a Mekor, it's Mashma in the Pasuk, some Sefer says that's the Pshat. Davim Nesro, Lema, they should say over the Parsha. Good, Aremis. And then we have Parshas HaChedesh. And that is, HaChedesh Hazel Lechem, the Kavim Pesach, with the Matzah, and the Avikasis, and the Shelas Habonim, the entire Parsha HaChedesh Hazel Lechem, which of course is only the Rabbonim. Now, this is the Mekor of this is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Reish Chedesh Adesh Shechal Yesh B'Shabbis, we have Pasha Shkalim, and then Mavsik in the Shabbos Acheres, we stop 1 week and we have Zachar, the Shlishis is Parah Adume, the Revius is Achedesh HaZalochem. Why do we need Pasha Shkalim, says Rashi? It's an announcement. Rabbeisai, bring geld, bring the money to the Mishkan, an appeal. That's with Rabbanan. It's true, we spoke about it in the Pirsurim that they did it in the times of Modcha, and this was a tremendous chus to bring the Geula in the time of Modcha. Why did they read Pasha Zachar? Das is in the Torah. Zachar, to remember what Amalek did, they rise. Why do we read Pasha's Paraduma Zaptrashi? Lehazir es Yisrael, letaher shiyasu pischeim betahir. Warn the people to be mezupt, instruct them, to remind them, in order you should do the Korban Pesach. So the Korban Pesach is going to be on the 14th of Nisan. So here, actually before Rish Chedesh even, we start telling them about Parah Adumah, Rezak Rashi, Lahazir es Yisrael, to remind, and to be mezaris. We have to be Tahara to bring a Korban Pesach. And why do we have Chachedesh HaZelochem, the fourth parasha? So Krashi, Shesham Parashas HaPesach. The whole Korban Pesach with the Matzah, Salzdot. Pesach is coming, so we read Parashas Chachedesh HaZelochem. The Ran learns differently than Rashi. The Ran says it's not so much about Chachedesh HaZelochem Reish Chadashim of Pesach, what's going to be in, discussed in the parasha, but it's actually the beginning of the Chedesh HaZelochem Reish, the Reish Chedesh. It's not the Korban Pesach that we're trying to emphasize in the Kriya, but it's the Reish Chedesh, HaChedesh HaZelochem Reish Chedesh, Chedesh Nisse. This is why we read Parshas HaChedesh. Chlekes Hoshenim. Rashi says it's the Korban Pesach, all the halachas of Pesach. The Ran says it's the Reish Chedesh. Now, why do we have to read about Reish Chedesh? It's so important for us to read. True, it's mitzvah Rishayna, Shnistavim Bo Yisrael, Emes, Hazezot Rashi, Hazezot Chazal. But now, Avudram says it's a technical thing, being that we have to go be Eile Regal. To be Eile Regal. So by Reish Chedesh already, it's time to remind the Elam, Pesach is around the corner. They should make plans, traveling plans, to be Eile Regel. Azei zog davudram. It's a technisch gezach. You need to zog mit technisch. It's technical, but we daf doch machen in the Malon, or chweiss, wherever the Elam go, you have to make your reservations. Good. So, if you don't make reservations in time, you won't have. The Meila zog davudram. Mizal Mechen sei, you should be prepared. In Svarim wird gebracht, that the Inyanim are much deeper. There's a lot more to just Reish Chedesh. And that we're telling the people that Pesach is around the corner. Und es hat zu tun mit Reish Chedesh. Was ist Reish Chedesh? Klal Yisrael is daima to the Levana. Klal Yisrael, it's a medrash in Shmois. And it says that Chedesh hazeh lochem, lochem atem kidug maso. Chedesh, you, Levana, Kiddush Levana, you're very much like the Kiddush Levana. And Bamis, we say this. When we make Kiddush Levana, we use the words Shehem, Asidim, Nul, Ischadesh, Kemesa. So we see, through the Levana, we see Klal Yisrael. Through Kiddush Levana, through Chiddush Levana, Klal Yisrael. And this is why we read Parshas HaChedesh, to emphasize and to show Klal Yisrael cooked before we even talk about Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have to know you like the Levana. Zeh vet gebracht in alle Svarim. Mustama, by this time, Mustama, you've heard this somewhere in the past. I'd like to be ma'ayin to go a little bit deeper into it. L'cheira, there's a kasha. Parah Aduma actually chronologically happened after Parshas HaChedesh. Reish Chedesh Nissan was Hukam HaMishkan, and the next day they brought the Parah Aduma. You know who asked this kasha? Rashi. Rashi said on the Mishnah, as in Yerushalmi vet gebracht el kasha, tachar kasha l'cheira. L'cheira Parah Aduma should have been after Reish Chedesh, zok Rashi. Amr Reb Chama bedinhu shiyektim achedus leparshas pare. Sharei be'echa benisan hukam hamishkan v'sheni lai nisafra pare. So why do we do pare adume before chedush? Nei magdimua shihi tarason shel Yisrael. The tire of Klal Yisrael is in the parsha pare adume. Klal Yisrael's Tahira is brought out through the Pasha Parah Aduma, and that's why we give it precedence over Pasha Sachedesh. Was meint Rashi ga? Chaguta, Sasheni Yerushalmi. What does it mean? And if I would say it afterwards, it's Nish Tahara Shal Yisrael. Tell me, how many days does it take to become Tahir with the Parah Aduma?
Seven days.
So you know what? Now 14 days till the Korban Pesach. Got plenty of time. Why is it important that we should be magdimit all the way before Reish Chedesh? So the Mefarshim on the side of the Yerushalmi say, Apshat, listen, this, if we come and we wait for Parshas HaChedesh, one Shabbos. And then the next Shabbos, who knows how many days are left till Pesach, maybe less than seven. Bibal, you need 7 days. So we're not going to have it. So we're magdim the Parah Aduma all the way before Reish Chedesh. Tell me you need for today. Today we're not doing the Parah Aduma. And today we're actually not having Hazaa. Literally. So it's an Ushalm Parim Svaseinu. So you need the 7 days also. It has to go with all the... If a person learns Kachin, and it's Ki'ilu Hikrif Karbon, he's going to need Havchana 3 days before. And besides, it's not so posh, the Shalma Parmas was saying it works on everything. We think it works on all the mitzvahs. Yankiv Avinu kept Tayag mitzvahs. Shal Tayag Shamarti. How did he keep Tayag mitzvahs? In Lavan's house, before Matan Teri, he kept Tayag mitzvahs. So the Mefarshim say, because he was Mikayim, through learning. Through the learning, he had the Tayag mitzvahs. There's a Meir Diga Chavetz Chaim Rabbeis saying, Shem Elam says, that it doesn't work on all mitzvahs, only works on karbanos. Chiddush. He says, if you know the mekayir of it is that the Rebbeinu Shlom promised, it's a chiddush. Avraham Avinu was promised. When Klal Yisrael is not going to have a mishkan, how will have a kapara? And the answer is karbanos. Azeh hat Rebbeinu Shlom am Genfut. So the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, Ebezeh is Muchach, that Nishal Meparim Sfaseinu, is only on karbanis. Here we're pushing a little more. It's about what? Tahaira, the Parah Aduma Echit. and we want to say it's Ke'ilu Yumaza, the person, and therefore maybe he needs 7 days. Something is missing, Rabbi, in the Pshatovedo. Why are we being Magdin Para Adume to Parshas Achedesh? What is it? Parasan Shal Yisrael. What does it mean? Parasan Shal Yisrael. It means technically you got to read it to become tar. You read the Parsha, the Stam Yitar. You don't need the 7 days that they would have had for Hazav. What does it mean? Parasan Shal Yisrael. I think the pshat is as follows. I can't hear what? Good. So the truth is, if you learn the Rashi, Rashi says that the tahira legabi tumas meis for kum pesach. So we're going to say more or less what you said. Now we don't mean the tahira technically tumah in order to bring the kum pesach, but it goes deeper. To what Klal Yisrael is. It goes to the Tahaira, the purity, the Mahus from Klal Yisrael. That's what it means. Para Aduma is Klal Yisrael, the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael. On a Para Aduma, Rabbi Isai, we can't exist. On a Para Aduma, we're not the Amanifch, we did the Ego. Throughout the Deiris, the Goyim taught us, and they tell us, you're not the Amanifchel, you did the Egel. I told you over many times, some Sefer, Kisvu Lechem Al Ken Asher, by Chanukah, the Yevonim tell Klal Yisrael, right on the horn, Keren Asher of the ox, She'en Lechem Cheli ox, the horn, Egel, they're reminding Klal Yisrael, you're not the Nifchor, you're not the chosen nation. Look, Yisrael, because you did the ego. That's Kisru Lechem Al Kamen Hashem. I told you over years ago, there's a Meirdik Arayvid in Tomim Deya, and the Arayvid says that the Goyim want to put the time frame of Yoshka after Churban Abayis, because they believe, and they're trying to teach us and tell us, that you see, you lost the base on Mikdash, means the Rebbeinu Shlom left you. No, this is the replacement. Yoshka, Shinoi Zama Nifcha. And the Ravid Shchayz Chai V'Kayim Bariches to prove that Yoshka happened many, many years after the base on Mikdash, and it's not connected, and it's Shtusim Avalim. Yeah, it's a Ravid Chabesai. And I've, more than that, I've even read to you the Ravid inside, sitting here, years ago, okay? Hashem, it seems like years already, huh? So it was only like a few days, but it's been years. I read to you the Ravid inside. The Ravid tries to point out that the Goyim are lying when they put BCs and CCs, Echvezvas, whatever Meshaib Dot, whenever it happened, it never happened the way they said, because they're trying to connect it to Churban Abayis. And the point that they want to bring out is, you see the Rebbeinu Shlom destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Memeila, ah, he left you, ah, Yoshka, Shigamara, Rai of Yoshka. Wilt de van meer tijden, ik ga bij Chazayin, ik was wilt. So what am I trying to bring out? Before the Rebbeinu Shloilem was Mashra Shchinosoi to the Mishkan, the Yoyim HaKomis HaMishkan, the next thing had to be Tarason Shel Yisrael, that there was a kapar on the eagle. Don't forget, the whole Mishkan was a result of the Egel. Sipun HaZaktach Klar, because of the Egel, we needed the Mishkan. So the first thing we had to, in English, the first order of business, is Paratuma. Tarason Shel Yisrael. And Rabbi say, as the shir progresses, I'm going to explain to you that not only is it very crucial in Hakamas HaMishkan that right away there should be Paratuma, but actually, it's a hakdamah to Parshas Achedesh as well. As I will show you from the Rishonim, that whatever is in Parshas Achedesh, whatever the reasons for Parshas Achedesh, the introduction to that must be Parah Adumah. Now let's learn a little bit Parah Adumah. What is Parah Adum? I told you it's called Tarosa Angel Yisrael, the Tire of Klal Yisrael. This is what it does on them it talking Klal Yisrael. What is Parah Adum? Rabbeis and Chazal tell us, Rashi brings it, that when Aaron went to do the Avodah for the first time, he had reservations. What was his reservations? I did the eagle. Boish! He was embarrassed to go to the Mizbeach. Meish Rabbeinu tells him, Leich, Ki Likach Nivchamta. That's why you were chosen. You were chosen for this, to go do the Aveda. What does that mean, Likach Nivchamta? It's Hashem, I think, I hope, to tie it to the Boish. Which means, it's not just go, even though you're embarrassed. Because you're embarrassed. Lech ki l'kach nevchat. Here Rabbi say, what's the Pashup Shat? The Pashup Shat Tzishver, Shemsach, Gei. Al Derbein Yishlam, Atazei Gezach. That's what Derbein Yishlam said, Lech ki l'kach nevchat. Maybe the l'kach is because of the Boish. Because you have this Busha, l'kach nevchat. I'll explain to you what I mean. There's a very interesting Ramban that says, what was Aaron so reserved? What bothered him when he saw the Aveda? Says the Ramban that he looked at the Mizbeach and he saw eagle. The Mizbeach itself came to him in a form of an eagle. He saw that. He became completely taken back. And he starts to tread back. He doesn't want to go near the Mizbeach. Says the Ramban, why? Why did Aaron see the Mizbeach as an egel? So he brings the pasuk, the Chatasi Negdi Summit. Aaron had no Aveiras of the Ramban. The closest thing to an Aveira by Aaron was this, egel. In front of him all the days of his life, he saw egel. So when he came to me, he saw egel. Havdol of Havdolis, when a person, all he thinks about is money all day. Whatever he sees, it's right away dollar bills. That's everything gets translated to dollar bills. Havdol Elav Havdolis, Chatasi Negdi Samid. Aaron walked around all day, sir. Ich bin a bal egel, I made the egel. Kapella de Gazacha Beisai. Why? Did he do tshuva? If he didn't do tshuva, then he has to do tshuva. And if he did do tshuva, then why is there a Chatasi? Comes from David HaMelech. Why is it that way? V'chatasi negdi tamid. Takuta, no. Monersha. Adel tshuva unavek davere, adenit tshuva. So do tshuva. You know, Rabbi said, the Rambam brings this pasuk for an interesting halacha. Every year we say al-chait. Averis that we'd said al-chait the year before we cleaned up, do we still say al-chait for it? Says the Rambam, yes. Even on Averis of past, even on Averis that we cleaned up in the past and they're not here anymore, we say Vidi again. Why? Chatasi Negdi Kalayamim. But you did tshuva. Hakutar, yeah? You know the Pshat Rabbeisai is. The Pshat Rabbeisai is. It's not about the tshuva, it's about the hachna'a. Vidui means, ich kum zu Rebbeinu Shloilom, ich bin a bal aveira. I come broken to the Rebbeinu Shloilom, ich bin a tzabrachana. Chatasi negdi kol hayamim, even though I did tshuva, ab ich gedenk, as ich hab amol getan, ich hab es getan. So, and because that's vidui, Rabbi Yisai. Vidui is you come back not to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Boish, Aaron was boish. Leich, ki lekach nivcharto. Der busha alein, Rabbi Yisai, is what the Rebbeinu Shleilam was looking. You did an ego, and Hilchas Tshuva. Either you did tshuva, and the truth is not so posh that you could even do tshuva. Or baz mikum b'achna'am boish leikil akav nevchat. Uschatasi negdi kolayom. Midema beisai viluch zogin apshat in the seif of the Rabban. The Rabban says that actually it wasn't Aaron who saw the Mizbech as the eagle, but it was the Satan. The Satan made that the Mizbech should look like an eagle. The Yesh Mefarshim Zabakata. Yeah? That it was the Mizbech Ali that looked to Aaron as the eagle. This is the Machlekes. The Pshat Rabbeis Zamol, this nice Satan Eichet. Bush and Anov is a gewaldige Sache, Rabbeis Zay. If you are Mizbayish, and because of that, you don't want to go do Avoid and you work on yourself to go down Avoid, and this is Meredik. But if the Satan is there to knock you down, if it's a Maisa Satan that's telling you, belittling you, the Ramban is too Pshatim, the eagle, was it Aaron the Chatasi, Agutazach? Other was the Chatasi, the Satan, the Yetzahara. You know what Rabbi say today, Bachrim, they lacked the Vayig Baliba Bedarki Hashem, the courage, the Amitzus, and even if you didn't, and even if you're not holding, Alpha Pike, the Yush, it's nice to say, Yetzahara. He knocks you down so much that you don't feel the strength to push ahead. So if it comes from another true another, it's a good thing. But when it comes from another that the Satan knocks you, the Satan gives you low self-esteem, v'mizakt in English, and it's ma'isi yetzahara. Rabbi Isai, what is Parah Aduma? Parah Aduma, Rabbi Isai, is about hachna'a v'anova. And I'm going to explain to you and show you from the Chazal to the Rishenim. You're right, we did an eagle. Tavoi habas, ta'ein b'tekanech achar habas. When the bas knows she's dirty, and she humbly comes to the mother for cleaning. That humility, that achna is parah aduma and the kapara to the gres techatayim. We take in parah aduma an erez and an ezeif. Why do we take an erez and an ezeif? Erez represents strength, gaiva. Ezeif, the grass, represents humility, the small grass of the ground. Says Rashi b'shem ha'meish ha'darshin, as del pshat is a person who's a misgoye, he should be mashpil himself ke erez. He should make himself, because that's to make yourself lower. You know, the Svarim are full with the idea, and I'll show you how the Rashiva Rameshes Atzal brings out this Yosei in such a beautiful way. In Svarim Vet Gebrach, take a look at Parah Aduma. It takes a Tamei and tells him he's a Tav. And it takes the Tahar, the Tzadik, the Koyin, when Machtum Tomei. Tell me. You're right, that's the Chayka Parah Aduma. But if it's Likta Amere Di Gazach, Del Tomei, the Elvel Got Tahar, and Del Tahar, Elvel Tomei. You know, I'm going to tell you something interesting. I see the clock is ticking away. It's my enemy always. But I want to tell you, there's a Medrash that says, why was Kerach Chelik HaMesh Rabbeinu? You remember the Medrash? Because he learned Pashas Parah Aduma. He learned Pashas Parah Aduma. He got Mafta Mistome, etoch gewender der Godla, Godl von sein Schul Mistome. He reads Parah Aduma, and then he goes out and makes a machlet. What's that Shaykhus of? It's a Medrash. As a matter of fact, there's a psikta that says, boom, fuckel. Had he understood Parah Aduma good, and the chayk from Parah Aduma, he would never made a machlek. The words of Kairach are very clear. It's metame the tahar, and it's metaya the tameh. If the Pashatam is Tahar, and the Tahar, and is the Zakta Mr. Atame. So what went wrong? We'll soon see the basic. But Akalpanim, you notice there's a Mechatos. Why is there a Mechatos? My Paragun, Zakta Svasemes, Mayim is the Tahayra. In the Mechatos, Mayim is Hanover. We all know that Mayim goes from high to low. And just like water, a person has to be like an Anov in order to be Mekabel, Teira, Animus, Mechatos. As a matter of fact, there's a Chayk in Paraduma. And the Mefarshim say, Chayk means you don't understand. And the Melo, the Paraduma here was, the Egel was without because you thought you understood and you wanted an Egel. So the Kapara is what? Paraduma, yeah? You know what a chayk means? Chayk means his battles. Amalek Yidin Rabbeisai had such a munat mima. There was achno. The yisoid from the Yid Rabbeisai is achno. You know, I don't know if you realize when we finished tefillah, nafshi ke ofer. Kail Sia. Tell me who talks like that. If a person would walk around thinking, you would take him to a therapist today. You would then gleich hereingenommen in special ed, the pills for what do you call those, for the kids that they can't sit still. Gleich, when we would gemacht von dem, I'm a sugar now. So, Nafshi, Kaofla, Kail Sia. Initially, then we think that's it, we go more. It's not finished yet. The same Libi weiter achno mit another. You know, the guy can't understand this. We understand it. And that's why Chazal say that the Umas Ha'olam, they don't understand Paraduma. Ma tam yesh b'zeh. Ma tam yesh b'zeh. Why? It's the only chayk. There's many chukim in the Torah. Oh, but this chayk, they look at it, they go, what are you talking about? Offer? The Nafshi Ka'ofla Ka'ilsiya, his battles in Gansen. That's where the Moina Klamatami is just coming sugar now. You need self esteem and da 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 da. The Chayk is the Pshat, Ichtu, Ichleib, his battles. It's a Rabbeinu Shleil, completely. Yeah? That's the Pshat Rabbeisai. Ech Kama Vihir Chaykam Imeni. What did Shleim HaMelech say? Thought I would understand, and it's far from me. So you see, this is far, and that's good for it. You got it. As du verstehst es, hast du verstanden. Du verstehst nicht? Ah, gut verstanden. Da vehire cheke mimeni is to understand what paradum is. As du hast du entscheidest zu verstehen. I want to tell you more. Lechani megala. Why Meisha Rabbeinu? Meisha steht klar. Meisha Rabbeinu knew the time of Paraduma. Und dann teiches, weil Meisha was the honor of Mikol Adam. Bechol Bey, si nem on hu. Bechol Bey, si nem on hu. I once thought to myself, what was his response to the ego? Mecheini no misifricha. Total is battles. Mecheini no misifricha. Once thought about it. He's telling the Rabbeinu Shleilam, you want, eh? Amcha, you're telling me it's my people? You want to know what I do? Mecheini no, I live bis battles, there's no zich b'chlal, I'm ready to erase myself completely. Atadas is the tikkun from them to the paraduma, lechani negala davka meisha Rabbeinu. I think that's the pshat Rabbeisai, he stated in Chazal, that throughout the Doiris, we call it Parashasa Meisha. No, Tamil Chachamim, Taira Yid, no? Ba Midbar. What is the Ba Midbar? Parashasa Meisha. Well, where was Meisha? Was that? So we know Meisha wasn't that, that's wrong. It's Meisha. It's in the Midbar. Yashka Yid, so he should be gebenched. should be benched. You hear? The Yisoy from Paraduna is the Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar. The Ranova, the Keirach that's not verstanden. Aber das gewinnt Tarosan shal Yisrael, Rabbi Yisai. Aber das ist Tarosan shal Yisrael. You heard right? Tell you from the Magen Mezer, the Magen Mezer sagt, the Kitzel. For what's the Shleim and it can't verstehen Paraduna? Weil ich bin ein Melech, und Melech schmach auch Quoide, ich Quoide machen. Hat ihr daft um ein bisschen Lepe sich, schien nicht verparat tun. Magen die Messer, sie hat reit. Hä? It's an eye-opener. I see all the people pick their eyes up. Ich litt für Schäler, they can't hear so, ich sehe schon. Aber gut, ich habe gut Wort dran, wer ist da, yeah? The only problem with this is, der Briske Rav lernt der Chamesh Rameinig, wenn ich am Melech, ja, den Melech, Briske Rav, Keirach, Melech Schmach, Al-Kweide, talking at a different time. Just the Ryan Shibuy. Abesai, why did the Rabbeinu Shleilim choose Klal Yisrael? You know, and I really believe that we should go and teach this to our children. Why were we chosen? We're the chosen nation. Well, what's the answer?
For others.
Okay. So can I quote you? I'm a foolish Gemara. It's a Gemara in Chulin that pay tests. Loi merubchem mikolam im choshek Hashem b'chem ki atem hame'at mikolam im shatem yoidim l'mayit etzmuchem. You know how to be m'mayit yourself. Another. It's a foolish gemara. You know another. Nobody knows another. They can't even make another. It's, when they start playing with another, they'll just in ganzen fatumult. It's not in their DNA, true anov. But the Yid is an anov, a shofla, a machnia. That's the tarosan shel Yisrael. As a matter of fact, the Gemara continues there. Look at Nebuchadnezzar, look at Nimrod. The Rebbein Shem gave him a bissel covid that min gewen ganze zu tumult mit the covid. That's pshat umes ha'ilam. A meina klal Yisrael. They can't understand how you're talking to them. Oh. Und das ist keirach ha'beisai. Kairach zet, ki kalei the kuv, another. So we're all the same. That's not what another means. Another doesn't mean that, Rabbi Yisrael. You know what another means? As Avi Adam, we can say, we can say, godless leads to another. Another leads to godless. Now, say, a grace of mention, say, a grace of honor. You know all the jokes that everybody knows. Bist web, bist du, was das meister, bist schen an honor. Er zählt am Eise von Rav Gifter. Der Chaynel of Rach, ich bin ein Scharfer, ein Schiebers, mehr dick, Rav Gifter. I heard it from my father. Der Rabbi once came to the middle of First Seder to ask him, Musa for another. Middle of First Seder. The wrong Rosh Hashiva, he got the wrong... he should have picked someone else to go to. So Rav Gifter gave a patch of him being like, you? Du? Geime? Wie kommst du zu Geibe, mich lauf, es hat auch nicht. And they say, godless leads to another. Yeah. That's not the kale, the kum, the kaish, and all is at the zelda. That's not what it means. Yeah. The Magen, the Mezer, Zabt Amere, the Gezachet, that tell that the Rebbe El Melech, the Rebbe of Zisha went to him and asked him a question. How does one work on godless habeira? Does he start with he's an anav and there from that he realizes godless habeira, or the other way around? Work on godless habeira and you'll become an anav. But the gamfit beida is any good. There's nothing wrong. It's God's good to beida. But mistama, the right way to start is work on your another, and that's going to bring you to godless habeira. Yeah, another doesn't mean everybody's a nobody. It means something completely different. But I want to add for the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, and I'm saying quickly, Rabbi Yisrael, it's a long shmuyis I'd like to give you. Chamesh Zat Meredik. You know what the lesson of Paradum is? Yenem del Tameh is Tahar. Du del Tahar is Tameh. It's a whole different Paradum. This Kalei the Kalei. Yenem is Kaira. Yenem is Nish good and ich bin good. Pum Fakelt. He didn't understand the chayk of paradum. The chayk of paradum is fakelt. Yenad al tame, Elis tame. Ich al tame. You know, there's a medik Ramban Rabbeis. So Ramban zogt, a person is mechuyif to have another. Everybody should be bigger than him in his eyes. In his own eyes, everybody should be bigger. Says the Ramban, how does that work? Because if the other person is much more chacham and asher, alech lechabde. And even if it's only one maila that he has, yeah, but focus on that maila, like the Rebbe Lemelech says, yeah. But v'im roshu, what happens if there's no mailas? Hamal mezak b'tatzelt of a mensch, that he has one chisara, okay, the mailas, he has nothing that I can do. Still, what should you do? Chashoy b'libcha ki ato chayiv mimenu. V'hu zakeim. You're responsible more than the other guy for his aveiras. Das ist paradumme, Rabbi. And das ist another. Und the Ramban's a plum. If someone has this another, my eyes are on the time. If someone has this another, the Shechina rests on him. Steht plum. Oz tishra alecha ruach ha-Shechina. You have to have it. Mitgemacht an ego. Gefallen. The person sees the another, the achna, the pasha from paraduma was not a yid kentan. Mail is up to the person, the gemash is a man shechin in klal Yisrael. Yeah? Yetz fashteye chabesai. Pasha is a chedish. What shaykhs do we have with Levana? You know, the Levana was interesting. The Levana, the Gemara tells us that said to the Bein Shleilim, how could you have two melachim, mishtamshim, bekesa, b'melucha achas? So the Bein Shleilim told, go make yourself smaller. And then the Gemara says, that the Bein Shleilim says, you know that small? Yankiv Katan, Klal Yisrael is going to be named after you, this Katan. Says the Malsha, it's a remes for Klal Yisrael. Now Klal Yisrael are makdim themselves be'elam hazeh. And I'm saying it quickly. I say the kashrus to Magid Zog. A levana is no pagam. When you don't have pagam, you're right. Every day you betaykfei. Klal Yisrael is mischadish because they realize they have pagam. It grows bigger and smaller. Un zokter marsha. That's the anova of Klal Yisrael. And he brings the gemara of Chulin, that the Rebbe Yishon was Bachar. He chose us because Atem Amatz, Marshav, in Samach, in Mesechtes Chulin. The place I'm rushing, but it's Kedai for you to look it up. Samach Amit Beis. The Gemara, please look it up with the Marshos in Meredik. This Rabbeisa is the Pshat. Achedesh Azel Lechem. It's a Hakdomet to the Bechira of Klal Yisrael. Pesach, we're going to read how Klal Yisrael became the Amman Ivcha. How did we become Nama Nifcha? We became Nama Nifcha because Reish Chedesh, that we makted ourselves. Yischachus, which starts from where? The Paraduma from the Megal. That's the Pshat Rashi. Tarotzen Shal Yisrael. Before we talk about a Yisrael, before we talk about Kiyam of Klal Yisrael, before we create a Klal Yisrael, when the Rebbe Yishon comes to be Masha Shechin in the Mishkan, the first thing is Paraduma. We know how to react in ourselves. I just want to end with this, Habeisai. The Mesil Shasham is a major chiddush. He talks about the importance of another. And he rather says that Bizman said that we don't have karbonis, the ikka kapari, he says. He brings a chazal. It's with another. It's a mefurish and Mesil Shasharim, the simil chabeis. He says, today we don't have karbonis, so what do? The teretz is another. Another, because that's the site of carbon. Adam Kiyakiv Mikem, carbon Lashem. We come to the Eibishta, and that's what's telling you Vidui Bachna, the Indian of Achna, that we come to the Beinishta. Now I understand the end of the Mesil Shisharim. Zok the Mesil Shisharim. How do I apply another practically? So you know what says the Mesil Shisharim? A person should inhabit every person and be marked in Bishloim Kaladim. It's the first Mesil Shisharim. That's another. It's this Ramban. Anova means to respect the other person. Hachno means Derech Eretz. Das Taka because Azach was mekanabe to the Pesach. But it does it Dariid. Bashenkai to Taras and Shal Yisrael. Chabit Zayyem. Onav. Achna. Emes Achna. Does it the symbol. It's the symbol of Dariid. I don't know if there's another lunch to learn. So if I don't get the opportunity, is there another lunch to learn after? You don't know? Looks like there might be one continuation from this one, because that's where I'm still sitting. Baruch Hashem, take a look. If I don't have the opportunity to wish you good yontif, I thank you for this. You think you come to listen to me, I come to teach you. I feel humbled by it. That mom. I really do. I feel humbled that I was zeichet to be able to teach you all Torah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.